we need to, I mean, people have been talking about it quite a lot on how we can start be more of an innovative society as opposed to just becoming a consumerism society. That is what we see a lot in emerging markets, which is quite different in the developing world. I mean, we can take some lessons from what happened throughout a lot of global crises in history, how post the global crisis, it shifted a lot of focus into innovation. So we need to start being more innovative. We need to start building futuristic tech that addresses the challenges of the future and be less more of building survivalist solutions, which we need to start saying, because Africa is a continent, and also talking about a lot of other emerging markets that have the same type of identity as the African continent, is in need of global shapers that get to build some sort of innovations that are more tailored and understanding of the challenges of society. One of those things I could take from some of the examples that some of the people have spoken about, how to do carbon offsetting. But carbon offsetting on the African continent might be different from carbon offsetting in the US, because a lot of times on the continent, we might not have a lot of industries or companies that contribute quite a lot to climate change, as opposed to in the US. But then we still find that a lot of our carbon contribution comes from agriculture. So how do we start building new ways, parallels on how we can start protecting our environment, maybe focusing a lot more on agriculture? And that includes ways on how we can shape agriculture to be more of contribute to offsetting carbon by applying different principles such as regenerative farming. So those are some of the things that we say we need to tailor make solutions that are tailored for emerging markets that might not have the same type of profile as in developed worlds, but then build society.
All right, thanks for that.